Welcome to another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. And today I am so excited to have on a 33-year-old from Holland, Michigan, USA. His hockey journey has taken him to the USA, and he currently resides and mucks it up in Finland with Tappara, a sixth rounder of the Tampa Bay Lightning. And he would earn his way to the show with those Lightning and lace them up for 68 games and for fun won the Stanley Cup. But his winning didn't start with Lord Stanley. He and his crew are who turned around my Broncos, winning the CCHA in 11-12, changing the culture and the program into what it always should have been. He was also named a CCHA second team All-Star, like yours truly. He is a leader and winner and has captained my Broncos, the Syracuse Crunch that chewed me up and spit me out, and the Fargo Force. Let's also not forget he is from Holland, Michigan, and earned his way and is one of the few Michiganders to lace him up for his hometown Detroit Red Wings, with some other Broncos making all of us fat old retired Broncos proud as punch. Welcome to the shed, Luke Witkowski.
All right, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming on, dude. And I get into how we know each other. I was just sent this number 10 Koha jersey from Kalamazoo. And I didn't find out about this till starting the podcast. There was the 50th anniversary, and a fellow writes to me and says, "Hey, are you coming to the 50th anniversary?" I said, "No, I'm coaching, and my daughter's got games, and I can't make it." And he let me know that playing at Western, he started playing hockey after watching me play, and I was always his favorite player. And he wore number 10 growing up because of me. And then he said, "Witkowski, can you please try and have him on because he is my other favorite Bronco ever." And I think that's pretty neat when I'm this old fat guy in my shed that I actually did that for a kid, and that you're his other favorite Bronco, guaranteed shed guy. And I've actually seen you muck it up before, and you are for sure a shed guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll mix it up when I need to, but yeah, that it still appreciated that people remember us from
Right?
Western. You're a little bit further even beyond what my ears, but
Oh yeah,
yeah, it
way
seems
for
like a lifetime ago.
why it definitely does, man. And I
Yeah.
was really sad I couldn't make it to the 50th anniversary because I saw many alumni showed up, and I bet you they had a time.
Yeah,
If I know Broncos.
you gotta get to the golf outing. That's number one on your list, I think.
So the way our careers went, my class and whatnot, by the end of our senior year, there was some hurt feelings reports for some of the fellas. And we a lot of us haven't really been back. And I haven't, it's not that I have that hard feelings. I had a great time at Western. It was four of the best years of my life. I wish we would have won more games, but man, we still had fun. But I
As
want to go back. I want to go back this year. I want to get as many from my crew to come back and like run amok of the weekend, you know?
Absolutely. And I think that's what we do basically. It's
Yes, I'm.
reliving our glory days.
And you guys won, and I always say it's like the opposite, winning and losing. And I can't imagine winning at Western Michigan, how much fun that would have been.
Yeah, I think that is also part of the reason why that core group of guys is so close. And it seems like I don't know how many of us all come back for that outing. I think winning definitely helps that. But I mean, I went through it all. My first year was tough, and we ended up winning the CCHA by my junior year, and I'm glad I got to see both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah, and I guess you would have seen, it probably would have been similar your first year to the way it ended with me was when we started losing. I mean, I've taken this into my coaching now. I've been through some stuff over the years, and I try to be the coach I would want. When we started losing, our team culture on the rink wasn't the best. We were still brothers for life away from the rink, and we were as tight as a team got away from the rink. But when we got there, it seemed like it was trying to be separated on us and on me as a leader on the team. We would have puke buckets out on the ice. If you took penalties, the guy who took the penalty would skate a lightning and the whole team, and they'd really center out players and like make it look like it was their fault we lost. And it was old school.
Old school, yeah.
Yeah, it was old school.
Was
But you know what? It makes
that,
you who you are, right?
yeah? Was that Culhane, the coach at that time?
I had him all 4 years.
I don't remember him ever skating this like that, but
Yeah,
I
well,
don't know.
we should, yeah, maybe it changed, right? Every year you might try something different if you're not winning. But
For sure.
when I was there, when we were doing well, it was like euphoric, and it was like, man, you'd be so excited to play hockey and play in front of the lunatics. And then those home games are incredible, eh?
Even going back and watching now, it's even like I get the chills. It brings you right back.
It was as much as I had ever loved hockey when I first got there as a freshman, and you get to do that, like, and you've never played in crowds like that. And man, college hockey's fun, eh?
It really is. It's funny. I've played with so many guys that play college hockey, and I tell them I went to Western, and all of them are like, "Oh, lunatics, lunatics." Everybody
Yeah,
knows about the lunatic.
they sure do. I rumor has it around hockey is Broncos have a reputation of enjoying having fun while they play hockey too. Yeah,
I think that's important too.
I
I
do
think
too.
you. It can't all just be work. You gotta work hard, play hard.
Yeah, you work hard, play hard, and it's a game, right? It's supposed to be fun.
Exactly.
But winning's fun, and you guys did that. So other shed guys from the squad that also turned around that have come on is Jerry Kuhn.
Yeah,
He came on while he's over in Deutschland, and at the end of the year they gave me all these results. It said his episode was the most shared episode, like on social media, and he's like famous over there.
That's great. We actually I listened to that one with Derek Rail and a couple
Railer.
other guys in the car. That we were just I was giving Railer shit because it was like a big tire pumping session of Derek Rail.
Yeah, pumped him right up,
I
eh?
said, we said, did you pay him to say all that good shit about you or what?
So actually, that's what I do out here is I actually do pump guys' tires when I see their resumes and what they've done. And I always think in hockey that when you're doing good, there's a lot of times where people don't tell you you're doing good, and it's not that bad of a thing to hear you did well as a hockey player, you know? Yeah.
Well, at the same time, when even when things are going well, people look past some of the bad shit that's going on, you know? Like winning seems to solve everything, and that overlooks you might win a game,
Yeah.
but
If you're not playing
maybe
right. Yeah.
exactly.
So I think a bunch of you guys, like, 'cause I don't know why it is like this, but my crew is a bit separated, but the guys that went to Western together, don't you guys all like live around the same area in Michigan and like all have boats and have
So
fun
there,
together?
oh yeah. Yeah,
Ugh.
there's probably 10 of us that are all within 30 minutes. There's probably five of us, six of us that are within 10 minutes.
That's
So
winning, man.
we're together all the time in the off season and
I'm really jealous right now. I don't hardly
oh
ever get to
dude.
see my boys. Me and my college roommates were just trying to figure out like a Saturday where we can tie into one. And man, we're looking months out here.
Yeah.
It's
That
brutal.
we have a actually Railers started wine Wednesdays. We go out on Wednesdays, and I don't know why it's wine because I don't think we've ever fucking had wine. It's always beers or vodka or whatever the hell else it is.
You just need the excuse to get out, right? That's why I have
Yeah,
my shad bat.
exactly. And if hey, honey, it happens every week. Sorry, I gotta go.
It's a tradition,
It's
right?
tradition. It's a pancake breakfast.
Oh, man. Well, I think before we get into all the other cool stuff you've done, as we stay with Western for a bit, what was your favorite bar at Western Michigan?
Dude, I always liked the Grotto. I don't know how it's. I don't think it's around anymore or what
That's what
happened to it.
Cooner said too, I think.
Yeah, I think it has since been
It's amazing how
gone
things
now, but
change, man. I can't imagine going
oh,
back and seeing it now. I bet you it is so different. Like
when
the Burnhams are gone, man. That was like the biggest breeding ground in sports history.
honest to God, I met
There's a lot of
my
athletes
wife
being
in a
made at
Burnham.
that Burnhams,
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
man. Yeah, so my kids seem to be quite athletic. My wife was a MAC champion soccer player at Western.
Okay.
Yeah.
My wife was also on the soccer team, but she only played a year and then she decided to focus on school. So,
Yeah, well,
yeah.
they did a lot of training and working out, and everything
Oh,
you
yeah.
go through as a athlete in NCAA, man, it is hard to see the regular students being regular students.
For sure. I see. Here's my offspring right here. Come here, Frank.
Let me see.
Yeah, this is my
Hey,
daughter.
you're a little Bronco too, then. Nice to meet
Yeah.
you. What's your name?
It's Fenn. Fenn.
Nice to meet you. Are you liking Finland?
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw your dad jumping like a lake in all the ice last week. What was he
You
thinking?
should. You see that video?
Call
Okay.
that a cold plunge?
Yeah, that it's honestly like sauna, cold plunge is like lifestyle here. Everybody does it. It's crazy. There's public saunas everywhere you look. There's restaurant saunas. It's awesome.
Did you say restaurant saunas?
Yeah, it's like a sauna restaurant with the cold plunge in the back. It's almost all of them have really good food, so you can either go before or after dinner, and then yeah, however you want to do it.
I got right into saunas in Germany. I remember the first time we went out as a squad in like the preseason, and we had got intoxicated. And the next day, my boy Dirk Robel picks me up and takes me to the gym with the sauna and taught me how to do it, like where you go in for 10 to 15 minutes and it's hot as balls, and then you
Yeah.
get out and do the cold shower, and then you just lay there and relax. And
Yep.
I'm not always that great at relaxing, but then you go and do it like 3 times, and then you walk out of there fresh as new, right?
Honestly, God, it's like, what have I been doing? Why is this not more of a thing in the States and in
Right.
Canada? It's
So I have a sauna in my basement now. I have a little infrared one because
we
once
do
you sauna,
too.
you can't go back, man.
We do too. One of the best investments I ever made.
It's a life changer, honestly.
Yeah. But I'm a little worried about going home now because they run their saunas here at like 200 and some degrees, and the hottest mine gets back home is like 160 or 170.
Yeah,
So,
doing it quicker and hotter is better. Mine
yeah.
is like you sit in it for an hour and like it's not even hot enough. I can have my screens in there and like watch shows and shit. Which is
Exactly.
fun too.
You still get a good sweat, but it's not quite the same.
Well, at my age, when your body hurts a lot and you don't really want to exercise because nobody pays you to, sitting in a sauna to sweat's a pretty easy deal.
It at least makes you think that you're getting the sweat and get a good workout in the sauna.
That's right. That is my workout style. But
Yeah.
I would love to meet you this in real life at the
Yeah.
golf reunion. And I think any Broncos listening, I think we should pack this bitch and have a time.
100%. It's a great time. I've
And
had
we are a big
multiple.
Bronco family, right? Like,
Yeah,
and I know
yeah.
we didn't win when we were there, but it's like I remember having on Chris Frank and my freshies when I was a senior, and like they said how we acted and the way we were as teammates, like it did leave an impression with them. And then you see where the program is now, and man, like I'm really proud of how they've turned it around, and like 50
Yeah.
years of Bronco hockey is pretty wicked.
It really is. And the success and the caliber of players that they're getting nowadays, it's great.
It really is. And what was weird for me, right? Well, I was up. I had 50 points 1 year, and when I got an agent at the end of the year, he said nobody's really been watching Western Michigan. Nobody's really been coming out because there's not a lot of prospects there. And now you see a season ends, man, and like seven guys signed pro deals.
Yep. Well, and I think I just saw that the last 2 seasons, the leading scorer has been from Western. And right now we have a guy leading the league.
Another
They're
guy,
leading.
3 years in a row. It could be the first time ever a program has
Yeah.
the leading goal scorer in college hockey, 3 years in a row.
That's amazing. And it's without being said, it's great for the program. And
Well, and first
it's
she's
awesome.
doing it there, eh? Like, obviously, he
Yeah.
knows how to get the best out of his players.
He does. He always, when I was there with him, he was the assistant coach and he was always really hard on guys. And I mean, him and Blash were all about attention to detail
The little things
and they
were wins
drove.
games, right? Like the
Yeah. I
details.
mean, they drove it into us and that makes a difference.
It makes a difference when you turn pro too. If I'm going to bring up my story, and I'm not trying to be mean, because the coach did everything for me while I was there. I was put in every position to succeed. Like I remember when we had a 5-on-3 and I'm up top taking clap bombs. they told the other guy he wasn't allowed to shoot. And I'm like, man, that's pretty cool that I'm the only one allowed to shoot on a 5-on-3. But maybe that's not the best recipe for success. But I just take clap bombs over and over. But they did everything to help me succeed while I was there and do well. But when I got to pro, well, we'd been playing man-on-man defense in the D zone, and I was a winger. And then I get to an AHL practice, and it's their first time seeing me. And then we do D zone, and Andy Delmore starts skating all over the offensive zone, and I chase him around the ice. They didn't trust me defensively from my first day in the AHL, and didn't go well.
That, yeah, man, it's a tough start, but
Yeah.
man-on-man defense can
Pretty.
be a fucking chaos sometimes.
Yeah. I don't see it very often anymore, you know?
Yeah,
Yeah.
no.
So you are in Finland now, eh? So you're into the sauna life. How is it there? Is it dark a lot?
Actually, finally the sun is staying up longer. We're past the shortest part of the winter. So it's the sun's going down at about 5 o'clock now and up at about 8. And honestly, it wasn't that bad. Everybody that I told I was going to Finland, they're thinking, dude, you're crazy. All I think is snow and it's going to be dark all winter. And yeah, I mean, there was stretches where you don't see the sun, but my wife and I and my daughter, we've all really enjoyed it. And like I touched on earlier, sauna is like a lifestyle here. And
Yeah.
just, I don't know, being outside, fresh, crisp air, it's nice.
Yeah, and it is fun going to other countries and getting into their traditions, right? Like it's your first year overseas, right? So you haven't really dove into all this other country's things like I did.
Yeah, exactly. And now we're talking about what do we want to do next year? Do we want to stay here? We'll obviously see what happens, but we've definitely enjoyed it enough to want to come back.
And I, when the research team got hot, that team's won the championship the last 2 years.
Yep, their history, they're the winningest team in this league, and it's definitely in this league. This is where everybody wants to play, is in Tampere.
And that's what winning does, right? Is it makes it the destination place where players are trying to go in any league. And that's what's cool about the Broncos now is like they're nationally known as like a place you want to go.
Exactly. And I think the whole off ice thing, guys know that it's a fun college. It's
Sure is.
I wouldn't say it's the best college for academics. Might have to pull that out, but maybe that's coming up. Who knows? But
No,
I mean,
but
I
like,
didn't
yeah,
go
for my educational background though,
there.
it's like it looks like I'm smart as balls, man, because I got my degree from Western and I got an MBA from Cardiff Met.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and both schools, I don't know if they're nationally recognized. But
But you got the piece of
I
paper,
got the paperwork, folks.
right?
Real
Yep,
smart.
that's the important part.
So yeah, I guess I'd be curious what all options are for you with the resume you have in Europe because how did you choose Finland? Because there are a lot of places in Europe to play.
Right. I mean, so I came off of a shoulder surgery from last season. So I wasn't completely sure that I was even going to play this year. I had surgery in January, but some doctors are saying it could be up to a year or whatever, but shoulder was feeling good. I really want to go to Switzerland. They're not really looking for my type of player over there. So,
I understand what you're saying. I
but I
totally know.
thought, like, hey, every league needs a defenseman that can skate. Like, come on. But
Well, and that is what wins championships. When you get in a series against a team and they got those guys that just you can't get around and you can't score
yeah,
goals, that shuts you down.
they
I know
just
as a
log.
scorer guy, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You need a good mixture of both. But anyway, that was off the table. Talked to a couple teams in Germany that kind of fell through. And I went to a fellow Bronco, Matt Tennyson's wedding in Portugal. And I had an agent over here. I was like, you can ask around. I'm not really actively trying to sign right now. And sure thing. Like the last day there, he's like, hey, we got a team that's hot, really wants to sign you. It's a good spot, good city, literally
Yeah.
the best circumstances we could be looking for right now. And I was like, all
Yeah.
right. So basically, I signed right when I got home and left like 4 days later and was skating a week after the wedding, boozing up for 2 weeks. It was interesting there for the first week here because the training here in Finland is not to be beaten. It's you see some clips of how hard Finnish people train. It really is that, like,
I've heard,
yeah.
and like when it's like when you see a Finnish national team play, right? Like those guys can muck it up harder than any team, and it's their gas tank, right?
They really can't, and they're all strong, and they're all in the gym lifting like my summer weight. They're lifting right now in mid-season, and I'm thinking, come on. But you go into a corner with a guy that you think you're gonna out-muscle. They're all freaking wired hard, and it's a tough league. It's hard hitting. It's fast
Wired
paced.
hard. I always heard the Finnish league is really hard.
It is. Yeah. A lot of hacking and whacking and slashing,
Mucking it up.
and there's a lot of mucking it up.
And it's interesting how every country plays different, man. Like I went to Denmark and there wasn't a lot of hacking and whacking and mucking it up. And like they were talented players that could skate fast and do it all, but nobody was really mucking it up, you know? Well, it'd be interesting to see where y'all go. It's weird for me, right? Because I when I don't know guys, you know, I see the Broncos names and kind of like what they're doing, but I don't really pay that much attention. But then once I get to know a guy, I'm like, okay, what's he
Yeah,
doing now? Where's he going?
gives you a little bit more incentive
To
see
follow
where,
along.
well, yeah, what's going on.
Anyways, folks, if anybody's listening, I haven't told you about this yet. I got a raffle at aleshockeytales.com, and there's two Ales and Hockey Tales jersey with my name and number on it. If anybody wants to help me sponsor the Manchester Storm in the UK, since their captain wears my logo on the back of his jersey, I got to pay that bill. So please buy some raffle tickets.
There we go. There's the plug.
Yeah, but seriously, the captain in Manchester wears a two Ales and Hockey Tales logo right above his name. It's hilarious, and
Does he really? That's
they've.
awesome.
And we started a chocolate throwing tradition there where when they win at home, all the fans bring chocolate and throw it on the ice. And we started that here.
Wow.
It's hilarious. So, yeah, buy your raffle tickets, folks, because I got a bill to pay. Poster picks brought to you by Freeman Designs that made your poster. And I forgot to send him the coolest one for me was you holding the Stanley Cup. And for me, it just fills my heart because it was difficult to get to the NHL, obviously, but like
Yeah.
for a Bronco to make it to the NHL and then see a Bronco holding a Stanley Cup years after I'm done, man, I loved it. And that looks like a spot downtown Tampa.
That's a good spot. And that's kind of a sore subject with me is I won the cup. My name's not on the cup.
Well,
I
you
only
play
play.
regular season games, so you have to play
Yep.
a playoff game or something, right?
Yeah, there's multiple ways that you can get on. Play half the season, or you get into a full series, or you play one game in the finals. So there was a
Right.
guy that, one guy, Russian guy, that got his name on the cup. He played less games than me, but he got like game seven or something, and he's on the cup. But I got a ring, and
Well, and that's awesome. They gave you a ring and that they know you deserve it because the way I look at it, I'm coaching a U13 team now and I call it raising my puppies. I try to raise them old school. I try to raise them like I show them respect and like kind of like they're grown-ups, but I want them to go out there and muck it up harder than anybody and understand what it takes to win. And when I see you are the captain of their AHL team, the captain of AHL teams, I think, is a pretty coveted position because it's that organization saying, this is the guy we want raising our puppies. This is the guy that's showing people how to hockey for the next wave of our NHL team. And you were the captain of the AHL team when they won. So you're raising those puppies that then go up and got their name on the cup. But man, you're a big part of that.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that because we talked in years past. I think I forget what year it was that they bought, but we had the same conversation amongst ourselves in Syracuse about like, hey, like this guy doesn't have any games, but he's a big proponent for these guys that are getting called up that are playing well and producing when they get up there. So, yeah, that's sometimes that goes unnoticed, but you being a hockey guy, you know.
Well, I do know, and I have buddies that have been, they've had the decision to make of, do I make this big AHL money and not really be the guy they're thinking of calling up every time because you're getting older in the AHL. But they don't give those positions to anyone. And then they have that decision of, am I taking this AHL deal or do I go to Europe and, kind of give up the dream? But when you're that AHL captain, it's like Zach Dolpe is my boy I used to work out with. He's been a captain in the A for years, and I'm sure he could be making tons of money in Europe, but they want him raising their puppies. And then you see him getting playoff games last year in Florida going on a run. And, it's neat when you see guys become captains of the AHL because that position is a big one. Now, all these guys leave college, all these guys try to get into pro, like myself, who I thought I was pretty good. And then I get there and I realize I'm not that good. And like all these guys are coming in. And then to actually be named the captain of an AHL team, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, there's a some days there's quite a bit of weight on your shoulders. You feel like it's probably more than what you're actually, or less than what you're actually thinking. But it is an honor, and I think at one point I was the longest tenured, not captain, but one of the longest players in Syracuse, which at the end of the day is not really something you want, right?
You want to get
You'd
out of
like to
there.
be up in the NHL, right?
Yeah.
But
And
yeah.
I think that's how an organization has success, though, is guys that get it's a team game, and especially in the AHL, man. When I went to Syracuse, it wasn't with Tampa, it was with Columbus. And we had some great, awesome dudes on our team. And then there were also guys where like they weren't good teammates and they weren't nice to you, especially when you show up from college and they think you're going to take their spot. And it's like, whoa, like this isn't how the Broncos roll. We're all boys,
Yeah,
you
well, that's kind of where you realize it's a some of these guys are trying to put food on the table for their families, and
Yeah.
it depends on the situation. Not all teams are like that, but it's a bit more cutthroat than pro. I mean,
Sure is.
that's just how it's going to be at the end of the day. It's a business.
I feel as though like it was for me is like I coached this under 11 team. Those boys all go up to the next year. I wasn't their coach. I coached my daughter, and then they win international silver stick. And I wasn't with them when they did it, but I'd coached them year before. And I remember a mom coming up to me saying, like, this win is not just this year's coaches, it's who they've had in the past. And I think like what Tampa Bay has done is a lot of it would be, I don't want to say nice things to people in my shed, but it'll have a lot to do with what you were doing raising puppies. And I'm doing the best I can now with these under 13 boys, you know?
Yeah. I can't say that. I mean, some
Yeah,
of
it's
those
okay. You don't want to say
young
nice things about yourself. It's
yeah.
cool. I'll say them for you.
Thanks. Appreciate that. Get the tire pump out here. Pump the tires a
Yeah.
little bit.
Just got a new compressor.
Yeah. Screw the actual pump. You need an air compressor.
So anyways, moving on, poster picks. So you were downtown Tampa. I saw you with the cup. Was that not when the people were riding around on Sea-Doos with the Stanley Cup? Like, were you guys just having a time?
Oh man, I only did one of the boat parades, and it was one of the craziest days. Just like full day of just everybody loving you, like you're the top of the world.
Yeah.
This is amazing. That year was the COVID year, and the only way you could have your day with the cup was if you went down to Tampa. And actually, yeah, so I never got a day with the cup. I never got the cup in my hometown, nothing, whatever. It is what it is. But that picture was actually taken the year after we won. It would have been going into the next season that they won as well. And I never had a day with the cup, but the cup was there. I was with Patty Maroon and a couple other guys, and just I had to get my picture with the cup.
Yeah, definitely. And I believe that you earned it 100%, whether you
Yeah.
played in the playoffs or not. I mean, definitely did.
Grind it out in the jungle, I think.
Yeah. So getting into that, I got that on the research team here. Is your first year pro, your rookie year, you put up 200 penalty minutes.
I did, yeah.
So you were throwing knuckles then or what?
I was throwing everything. I was just a I
You
was a
wanted it.
menace.
Yeah.
But I do remember that year it was, I don't know, I was at like 180 some penalty minutes, and before the game my D coach comes up to me and Trent call. He's like, "Hey, Whit, 200 would look a little bit better than 184 or whatever it was." And sure enough, I think I went out and got like 20 penalty minutes that night. I had to get over 200.
You know what's interesting that he was the coach was he was the assistant coach when I went to Syracuse.
Was he really?
Yeah.
What year were you there?
2006-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Columbus. It was him and so the first year I went there after my senior year and played like six games, he wasn't there. It was Gary Agnew and then this Trent, whatever the guy's name was that didn't like me. And then the next year, the assistant became the head coach, and then Trent Cole was named the assistant. And I think I played like 12 or 13 games, but you know, your record of being the longest captain ever, I held the record for most games played without a point for Syracuse.
How many games was that?
Like 19.
Yeah, that's
I'm
I'm
a,
pretty
I, and I'm
sure
supposed to be an offensive scoring forward. That's 5'8".
that. Yeah, but how many minutes were you getting? What line were you on? Like what
I
position?
there
Yeah.
was like two games I played on the third line. The rest I was on the fourth line with the fighter. And there were games where I would get one shift.
Yep. I mean, hey, I've been on both ends of the spectrum. Yep. Like, hey. It's tough to get to do anything in 4 to 6 minutes, which is some of my games I played at forward in the NHL. How the hell are you going to do anything?
Well, you can't,
Coach,
especially when you're used to playing a lot, like feeling the puck and like having your
exactly.
hands, and like then all of a sudden you've been sitting there and you've never done it in your life. And then you go out and you're like, "Whoa, my leg's seized up already!"
Yeah.
Like, what happened?
Yeah. And then you're overthinking it, and then
Oh, and then your
after
confidence is
the
shot, and you get the puck, and you're
oh
like, "Oh
yeah.
my God, just don't screw up."
Don't screw up. Just get the puck, get it deep.
Yeah,
And
and
then,
then all of a sudden I'm playing like I have no skill at all, and it's like, "What are you doing here, Dad?"
just you're mucking it up by that point.
And that's when I left and I realized where they were playing me, and then there's a lot of
Yeah.
fights happening. I'm like, well, I better go out there and show everybody I'll do it too. So then I went out there and picked a fight, and like I did okay, but it's like that I don't think that's why they brought a 5'8" guy to go out there and fight people, but I
Yeah.
had to try and show people I'd do it, you know. Bringing back
And
a
then
lot
at
of
the end,
memories here. So when you went to Syracuse out of Western Michigan, did they put you it used to be called the Marks, the big round hotel?
oh yeah, the
Yeah.
Crowne Plaza. I lived there for 2 months or something.
I bet you I lived there longer than you.
Yeah, hey, did you rack up some good points there, though, at least?
They just gave me the room. I never got any points, no, but
Yeah.
you know, it's weird, right? You leave the Broncos and you go there, and I had a very hard time, especially with all my Broncos. Like, you guys probably all went pro because you guys did well. My
Yeah.
boys were back at Western, capping off 4 years at Western, and I'm sitting in a hotel. Sometimes with some roommates were good, some weren't. There was some interesting stories with the roommates I had, but then I'm like, whoa, man, these guys are a lot different than my Broncos. And I hear about all the fun they're having, and then I'm living in a hotel. I can't cook food. I got to eat out every meal, and then I got to get bag skated every day and not play the games. I'm like, this really isn't that much fun.
No, and you're downtown Syracuse, New York, not like Tampa Bay,
Yeah.
Florida. You know, it's you go outside and it's freaking cold and dark, and
But Syracuse could be a
but then
fun place too.
I say that, but there's a lot of great spots there in central New York, and I'm just messing around, but you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean, though.
It can
Like,
be dark and gloomy down there.
well, it's the same as when you're in the East Coast and you play in Dayton, Ohio, and then you go play the F Florida Everblades in the semis, and you're like,
Oh man.
you guys live like this all year, and I'm down
There.
there doing that. It's like, what a mess.
Yeah.
But no, Syracuse is a fun spot, and it's interesting. Like, we were both Broncos. We both left our senior year to play for the Syracuse Crunch, and you became the captain for years, and I got chewed up and spit out. But hey, Hunter, we're still your two favorite Broncos, even if I sucked in pro, right?
Yeah. What up, Hunk? What up, Hunk?
Yeah. Do you know who Hunter is? Because I don't know who he is. I'd like to meet him.
I think I do, yeah. I would have to see a picture of him, but I assume there's only a couple of hunters
It's pretty neat though that we're his two
back west.
favorites for all the years of Broncos that he'd say that about us.
Yeah, but
Ri
we couldn't be It couldn't be more different players, though,
I totally agree.
eh? I averaged about 5 points a year, and you're at, what were you averaging in your college days?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I did have a couple good years there, but like my last year, man, oh, she was tough go. I think I had like 25 goals, and then the next guy had nine.
That
But
was your senior year?
yeah, but I had Shahura as my centerman, and that guy could
Oh,
dish
yeah.
a puck, and he
Yeah.
had a career, and we played well together. But we really struggled that year, and then we did upset a team first round of playoffs and go to the next round. But I never played at the Joe once in my college career, and that's depressing.
Yeah. Whatever, that was always a goal of ours, is to, we got to get to the Joe. We got to get to the Joe.
I would love to play in that barn. Yeah.
Yeah, now it's gone.
What? So I better just keep bouncing around then. So you're from Michigan. You played for the Detroit Red Wings. That's pretty cool. That's like a Ontario boy playing for the Leafs.
Man. I mean, when you asked me the question, that question, it just reminds me when I was living in Colorado at the time. It was in between Syracuse and obviously signed with the Wings, and my agent's like, "Hey, Detroit is pretty interested. Like, I think they might offer you a one way." And I'm like, "Don't say that to
Yeah.
me. Like, are you serious?" He's like, "Yeah, man. Just wait." Calls me back. Here's what they offer. I mean, I almost said, "Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Call him right now." But it was. Yeah, I don't know. It kind of gives me the chills just thinking about it. It's
I can't imagine that day, man, but
everything you dream of.
I mean, it's one way too. That's different. Like for me, I was at my cottage here after my senior year. I'd gone to Syracuse and hadn't done that well, which I couldn't even use my own sticks from college because they were Bauer. I'd use some random curve off the
That
rack,
rule
which
sucks. I hate that
it's
rule.
the
So,
stupidest thing going.
at least,
You've been a hockey player your whole life and used your own curves, and now you get a step away from the NHL and they say you got to go pick a stick off the rack from one of the other five right-handers on the team, and not one of them was close to
Hey,
mine.
it's all because of their money deals. They don't want whatever. They're
And it's
sponsored
not
by
for the
this team.
players. It's not for the
No,
players.
it's not at all. It's all about the money. But that's a whole different conversation that we
Oh,
could have. But
I might get in a tangent there.
at least the college guys that come in, let them finish out whatever, and then get them the stick that they want made by that company instead of here. Hey, you got to
For
use.
me, I think I would have a better start to pro if I would have not gone to Syracuse and used other people's sticks. And after our senior year had ended and we had some steam to blow off, and then it's 2 weeks later of not skating that they're like, hey, come try out in the AHL now. And it's like, well, actually, I should probably wait till next season
Well,
and then have my own sticks.
exactly.
But anyways, I don't know how I got into that because I was talking about the day I got the call from the Leafs. And this is after my senior year, after the Syracuse tryout there. They called me to do like fitness test interviews, the full deal. And they're talking about signing me. And I remember driving home thinking, I'm going to sign a contract with the Toronto Maple Leafs, my favorite team my whole life. And then when it didn't happen, it was heartbreaking. And then, you take an AHL deal with a team that doesn't want you. Tough times, but I couldn't even imagine getting the call that you're going to sign a one-way with the Detroit Red Wings.
Let alone a 2-year deal. I was thinking, like, am I dreaming here? This
Well, and
is.
you know what? Having your guys' backs and knowing who's done what for you is a thing in hockey. And the coach was Blashill, and
Huge reason.
he knows what he's going to get from you, and he knows why
Exactly.
they're trying to sign you for 2 years. And I think that is just so hockey that you have your brother's back and they give you that. And then, I'm sure you would have given them everything you had for those 2 years.
100%. And I wasn't always put into the best position, whatever. We could talk about that, minutes or whatever, but not playing a lot of games when I have the captain going to bat for me, saying he wants me in the lineup every night, and for some reason I'm still not going in the lineup, whatever.
Yeah.
But I've been on the other end of it too, where I've had guys, like when I first came to Syracuse, we had Eric Nielsen that was there that year, and He didn't put up a lot of points, but listen, when this guy was on the bench, everybody was taller, everybody was stronger,
It
and
matters.
the team played better. So why is he not playing every night?
Yeah.
He needs to be out. He needs to be on the bench. He needs to be out there. Well, it's not. It doesn't always work out like that.
When it's nice that you said the captain had your back and was saying we need this guy in the lineup, because the guys that are playing the games, sometimes coaches, I don't see it all. Because for me as a scoring forward, it's like when I go to that AHL and I'm playing on the fourth line with the Monsters, I felt 2 feet shorter. And it's like, then I go to Cardiff Wales in the UK League, and we have 7 to 8 guys that can hang with anybody. And it's like, I can go out here and do whatever the hell I want, and nobody's going to do nothing about nothing.
No one's going to do a thing. And I say the captain, it was Henrik Zetterberg. I don't know if you ever heard of him,
I
but
might have. He might.
he.
He might have been on the wings when I was a Bronco. And when you're in Michigan and the Red Wing games are on all the time, you kind of become a fan. And when
Yep.
Datsyuk and Zetterberg were out there, man, I was like, that was when I first start. I think I they were the first ones that started doing the drop back on the power play a bit. And then I took that to Germany when I saw them do it with the Wings. And like they were incredible players. And that you played with him.
Yeah, I mean, you look at I didn't send you this picture, but my first NHL goal, I'm on the ice with Zetterberg, Cronwall, Mantha. I mean, Zetterberg, Cronwall alone, it's like, this is pretty awesome. But
Oh, yeah.
one of the biggest compliments I ever got from Zetterberg was we had a chippy game, whatever. I think it was against Anaheim. And he's like, "Hey, Whit, I'm going to tell Blash I want you on my line the rest of the game." Like, I know it's not because of the skill, but I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah,
Am I hearing that right? That's awesome.
and that's that you can what he wants, and he's a good teammate and dude, and it's like
Yeah.
guys like that need guys like you.
Yeah. It's kind of gotten away from,
So
I
you
mean,
played
the wing.
forward most of the time in the show? I thought you were a D-man all the time.
I played half and half. I probably played 60 some games at forward. Some games I would be legit sitting.
In between.
Who would say,
The
"Whit,
grocery stick.
come sit grocery stick"? I'm like, hell yeah, whatever keeps me in the lineup. I don't care. I'll play goalie if you need me to,
Well, and that's what
but
teams need to win, and I always say that is whatever that they ask you to do, you go out there and do it to the best of your ability, no matter what
yep.
league you're in.
And I've done it in the NHL and I've done it in the AHL where one shift I'm on D, next shift I'm on forward, next shift I'm penalty killing on D, and then I'm back on forward. I don't know how many guys have ever done that, but it's definitely different.
Well, it's good for a coach, though. It's like I go through that when the lineup's different every night and a guy can do both. It's very helpful for a coach.
Yeah, well, it's e easier for them to keep you in the lineup, at least, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Next poster pick.
Black Mamba.
You got a red jersey on. Not sure what the team was, but not you're rocking a pretty solid mullet, it looks like.
It's okay. We'll blow up an aisle. Have mommy blow up an aisle. Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm
Yeah.
trying not to take too much of dad's time, but I like talking to him. Sorry.
She just came crying because her balloon popped. So
Oh, dear.
hopefully, mama will blow up another. Oh yeah, she's crying now. So, what was the question?
I
Which
don't know.
jersey?
Yeah, you were in a red jersey. Looked like you had a good mullet. That's what I saw. Like
Oh
your
yeah,
mullet.
I kind of got the mullet going right now. I don't know if you
Yeah,
can
you
see,
do. Mullets are great, man. They're still
yeah.
popular in this area of the world. And
Yeah.
small town Ontario, man. There's a lot of mullets in
Yeah.
the public schools.
Yeah, but they don't even know like it's a fad. That's just like their legit hairstyle. Like
Oh yeah.
back, mine is I have a hat on 80-90% of the time, so I didn't want the hair coming out like the early
Yeah.
2000s, if you know what I mean.
I just my under 13 boys just shaved my head. We lost 2 games in a row, and then I let them cut my hair in the room.
Oh yeah.
And I left it for a week the way they had it, and it was something else. But no, we got her all shaved off now. I got nothing. But yeah. Anyways, next poster pick. Well, it's the boat with the family. Is that Lake Sinclair then? Because I've mucked her up on
Yeah.
that lake.
Oh yeah. That's a
It's a
that lake
party
does
lake, eh?
it is, but that lake covers it all. You got some of the best fishing in the world for muskie and smallmouth and walleye, and then some of the biggest parties in the world I've ever seen. And Beautiful water. It's a great place to be, and you can get to so many different places from that lake. So.
And I will like so my in-law had boat there on the lake for and like that's what we do when we go to visit. We'd be out on the boat on Lake St. Clair, and there's like restaurants you pull up on your boat, you can go sit out, eat and drink, and then get back on your boat, cruise around. And man, there's a lot of boat activity on that lake.
You got to have your head on a swivel, because there's
Yeah.
some absolute maniacs on the lake. Actually, my neighbor, this is a crazy story, but he actually got hit one morning, and lo and behold, it was Geraldo Rivera had I don't know what came of it. I think the guy was probably on a little bit of a bender, binger or whatever the night before, but freaking put the bow of his boat right over the top of my neighbor's boat, and it's a pretty funny story.
Was Geraldo.
It was Geraldo. He called me. He goes, "Dude, you're not going to believe this." He goes, "I'm pretty sure Geraldo Rivera just crashed into my boat." Sure enough, it was him.
Well, small world
Yeah.
for you then. Fun fact is I was
You know
married.
Geraldo?
No, I was married on that lake. Most of the
Were
place.
you?
Yeah, we got married in Michigan. Made the deal, you know, wedding in Michigan, life in
Yeah.
Canada, you know.
There you go. Yeah.
But I forget, what was it called? It was a beauty spot, overlooked the lake, and then
Grosse Pointe, maybe?
it's
Was it?
closed down now. I know that. It
Oh,
was.
okay. Because I've been to a wedding at, I think it's the War Memorial down in Grosse Pointe. It's a good spot.
It wasn't Grosse Pointe. It wasn't far away from that Metro Beach area.
Oh, okay. There is a restaurant that's right on the lake, just south of Metro Beach, maybe.
But anywho,
Yeah.
I should know what it was called, right?
Yeah.
It was a long
Well, at
time ago,
least
folks.
as long as you know the date, who cares where it was?
That's
You got the
right,
date right.
exactly. And I know it was on Lake Sinclair.
There you go. Yeah.
Next poster pick, you went to Rome. You have a picture outside the Coliseum. I also have been there.
Yeah. What did you think? I mean, that was one of the coolest things I've ever done is.
Honestly, to like
Yeah.
you see the movie Gladiator, and you
Yeah.
just picture what stuff looks like in the world, and until you get out there and see stuff, it
Yeah.
is pretty neat when you see it, right?
Exactly. I mean, when I walked in there, and I just thought about all the amount of people that were killed in there, the
The
things that people
history.
saw in there, and it's still standing. It was I mean, that was definitely on my bucket list of things to do in my life, and I'm definitely glad we went and saw that.
Yeah, no, that was a cool picture, and it's a cool spot to go check out, right? Next poster pick. You got the trophy for Formula One. You're standing there with the trophy for Formula One. What's that about?
Yeah, we didn't really get the trophy, so there's like a fan experience. My wife's a big Formula One fan. I've kind of just tagged along, and that whole trip we went to Rome, we actually went
Your
to
wife's a very big Formula One fan?
yeah, she I don't know if
I
you
don't think I've heard that before in the shed.
yeah she, well have you seen I don't even know, whatever the Formula One show is, Strive to Survive or something on Netflix.
No, I haven't.
Well, she started watching that, and now she's hooked on Phonics. She's all about Red Bull and Max Verstappen. So we're a Red Bull family over here. So the reason we went to that race was because it was in Amsterdam, or outside of Amsterdam, and it was the first race back in the Netherlands after Max had won the championship the year before. So it was pretty awesome, amazing. Just
So
the
you guys are right
everybody.
into this. You
Oh
guys,
yeah,
you know all the
yeah.
drivers and everything.
Oh yeah, I'm telling you, she's beyond me. But yeah, we're
So
Formula
to
One
me, it seems
golf.
like you're like a bit more of a country boy. Do you drive fast when you drive around?
I don't drive fast. No, I got a pickup truck. That
Me
thing
too.
isn't meant to be. Yeah, that thing's not meant to be driving fast. No,
No,
I
mine
don't.
has a hard time getting up there at speed.
No. I've always wanted a motorcycle, but I wouldn't want a fast motorcycle. I just wanted a little cruiser. Yeah.
Cruise.
Yeah. I'm not a, I am a bit of an adrenaline junkie, but I'm not cruising around fast driving.
I'm curious in Finland there, that just popped my brain, because in Germany and whatnot, if an import thought they get mad at you, What's it like in Finland? Do you get suspended if you fight? Are you fighting?
Yeah. So that, I mean, that's, I had asked before I fought, and like, hey, what's the rule here? They're like, it's kind of up to the ref whether they kick you out or not. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But the guys I was talking to, I think that they're talking about just like scrums,
Right, not
like
actual fighting.
pushing and shoving. So the only fight I've had this year, I fought off the face off fight. Lauridsen is his last name, big Danish kid. Anyway, we drop him off the face off, and I didn't realize that that's a no-go. So that was a 2-game suspension. So listen to this though. This is the craziest part. Fast forward, this was in November, I think, and I got a letter in the mail last month, and somebody had filed criminal charges against both of us for fighting in that game. Luckily, they dropped
Stop that.
the. I swear to you, I could go get the paperwork right now.
Who
They,
would do that? A fan
I don't
at the
know.
game?
I don't.
Like,
It's got to be. It had to be a fan because we played him again, and I had asked him. I was like, "Hey, did you get the letter in the mail?" He's like, "Yeah, man, it's freaking crazy." I was like, "Hey, and thanks for telling me, by the way. We could have at least let them drop the puck and then waited a little bit, and then we wouldn't have got suspended and a fine." He goes, "Dude, I didn't know." So next
And you
time
know
I'll
what?
be.
You guys sound like absolute Ched guys. That you go out there, you muck it up, you're doing your job, you're having fun, and you can still be buddies just because you fight each other.
Yeah, I mean, one of my best friends growing up, we would almost every, not every weekend, but we would legit bare knuckle fight each other, and our buddies would just watch. That was
That doesn't make sense. I didn't do that. I'd maybe wrestle my buddies, but I wouldn't like punch them in the face.
this was, and we were, and I we're still to this day. I went and stayed at his house this summer. He's got a daughter about the same age as mine. I don't,
And then you
it
guys
pro
got the gals to the side and said, "Watch this, we're gonna brawl."
Yeah, watch this. Watch this. I think it had a little bit to do with alcohol and being young 16-year-olds, but I don't know. I don't regret a minute of
Oh no. It is interesting how kids are raised nowadays compared to the way it used to be, where you think people
it.
were raised tougher than nowadays.
Well, I mean, you talk. Go back 20 years, they're tougher, but think about our parents and their parents. It's
Yeah,
just
way
getting
tougher. It's getting so
it's getting
soft
out
as
of
baby
control.
shit.
It 100%. Something needs to change because you look
Well,
at other countries, it's like these kids are being raised like mutants, and our kids are being raised like coddled little.
little bitches.
Yeah, exactly. We hey, I don't want to talk politics or the way of the world right now, but I could get into that with you.
Yeah, no, I agree that sometimes you need to let people fall down so they know things hurt, so then they don't do it again. Because if you just tell them from your experiences everything they
Yeah.
shouldn't do, it's like, well, they still haven't experienced anything and they're gonna go out there and not know how to do shit.
It's especially a strong-minded kid that wants to go do shit on their own anyway. Like, this is not quite the example, but my daughter, I just got her first pair of skates 2 weeks ago. But
Nice.
I told her about 5 times. I said, "Hey, don't." She's playing with them. Like, don't touch the steel on the. Don't touch the bottom. You're gonna cut yourself. Right before I walk away, I go, "Don't touch the steel. It's sharp."
She's touched the steel.
Walk around the corner. She starts screaming. Her fingers cut. Well, I don't think she's gonna do it again. She
No.
learned by experience. So,
Same as like when I didn't think razors worked when I was a kid. I was like, there's no way that cuts hair off your face. And I tried her out on my eyebrow, and it did work.
cut your eyebrow right off your face.
Yeah, I had one eyebrow. anyway, you are into fishing. I saw there's another pick of the good fish. We talked about that. Lake Sinclair is a great spot. But the next poster pick, you know what? You are a father. You're paddleboarding with your daughter on the paddleboard. You are a jacked up dad. I hate saying nice things to people, but once I became a dad, the dad bod was a thing. I don't even struggle with it anymore. I've embraced it. You didn't look like a dad on that paddleboard at all.
Well, I'm still playing professional hockey, so I'm still,
Right. I
I think
was
there's a
too.
difference. I've been blessed. I have a good metabolism, but I'm
Genes, eh?
also
Yeah.
I'm in the gym. Even when I'm done playing, I'll be in the gym 5 times a
You
week.
like, yeah, you like working out. So when back in the day, like when I'm coming up, and I am somewhat of a different generation than you, was like working out was just becoming a thing really in the hockey world, like really training. And until I got to Western Michigan, I had worked out on my own and stuff, but like once I got there, man, I was like, what is all this stuff? And then,
What?
oh man, did we work out there for 4 years? And
Yeah.
then they send you to the Burnham's for an all-you-can-eat buffet.
And
Oh,
you just muck.
mucked it up. You tell
Did
me we're getting up at
Yeah.
6 a.m. and we're gonna work out for 2 hours and nearly crush ourselves, and then we're gonna go home and back to the Burnham's and eat as much food as we can, and then go back to bed.
Then do it again. Did you guys have the nacho
Cheese
cheese
sauce.
dispenser? I'd put that stuff on everything. Just freaking,
So you are the
dude.
same as my roommate, the Aunt-hole, Reed
Yeah,
Yancey. He
yep.
had a real soft spot for that cheese.
Man, I want to. You know what? I'm gonna put one of those in my house. I think I need one of those.
I remember becoming friends with the ladies that were working it, and they would only for us hockey fellas for some reason, they would make our eggs to order. Like we could get, the over easies and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't have that, but we did have one chick that was working there. I guess we went to the strip club one time, probably about 10 of us. And sure enough, no, she was decent looking, but she was also working in the kitchen, our kitchen and stripping at the same time. It was pretty wild.
Also, you recognized her.
Oh yeah,
Yeah, when I was a Bronco, they made me go there once too. I didn't want to go, folks, but
No,
the whole team
no.
was going, and I found it very interesting how different it was in Michigan to Canada. In Canada, back in the day, if people made me go to that as a young guy, it was different than in Michigan. In Michigan, they didn't actually like get naked, and
Yeah.
you back then you could bring in your own beer.
That's insane. I
It
didn't
was
know you could
insane.
do
You
that.
could bring in a cooler and sit
Just come in with
there.
a 30 rack. All right, I'm
And the
posting
rule
up.
was, I think it was like if there couldn't be alcohol if they got naked, but anyways, we should move on.
Yeah.
It was different though.
I don't think I went there very often, very many
I think
times,
I
but
only went once at Western, and it was
yeah.
with the full squad, and you had to do it. You're part of the
Yeah.
team, right?
Well, that's a team bonding experience,
Yeah,
you know?
you're
Yeah.
just playing hockey.
Yeah.
Anywho, growing up in Holland, this is, I guess, my next question. So, who would you have played for minor hockey? Were you like a Belle River, a Little Caesars, or a Compuware, all those pucks I used to
No.
play?
I played 1 year at AAA. It was, well, actually 2 years, but 1 year in Holland. That was the West Michigan Warriors,
Oh, yeah.
who I don't know how long they were around. My dad had some talks. One, I think Beltire tried to get me to come over. My dad asked him, like, how much? And Chris Cor, whoever the coach is there, told him $10,000. My dad's like,
Yeah.
you're gonna pay us $10,000? We're not driving to Detroit to pay $10,000. We don't have that money. My dad's
No.
a plumber. He's not paying that type of money. He's like, if my son's good enough, he'll make it. But we're not going over there.
Well, it's
Which.
interesting you see minor hockey nowadays. I did have a guy in the shed tell me one time that if you don't get into these academies and you don't get into those little schools where all you do is play hockey and you have no other life other than play hockey, that you won't make it nowadays. And I was wound because I'm living a normal life where I don't have the money to
Yeah.
go to the city and pay all that.
No,
And you're
no.
trying to tell me that if I raise these puppies right and they can play hockey and I have their back, you're telling me that I can't make them better than those city punks in the academies? Good luck. Let's play.
Yeah. I don't believe that for a minute. That's crazy.
And that's what they got people drinking this potion, man.
Yeah. Well, again, they want money. These people go to these places and they're paying lots of money for their kids to get the best of the best. But some
Yeah.
of these kids, I think at the end of the day, it's going to wear them out. Like,
Yeah. Well, and
Kids,
then
kids.
when it's time to really give her, when you're 15, 16, 17, like when it's time to
Yeah.
really be focused in, and it's like you've been running them that hard until now, and you think they're going to have that juice left. You know,
No.
It's interesting how most people agree with me. Anywho,
Yeah.
you did go. Okay. I have been in this barn too. Small world. The USHL Ohio Junior Blue Jackets. Sorry. Oh, my word. Tough times. I went to Columbus's training camp. I got to stay for exactly 48 hours and they're allowed to cut a guy. And then they sent me out of there. But that's that barn right beside the big barn, right?
Yep, the ice Haas.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
bag skated in there before with
I,
some blue jackets.
yeah, it's
How'd you
we
end up
are
there?
so I was drafted by them in the like a futures draft or something. I couldn't even tell you what year that was.
So
And
that's what I find that interesting in the States. I guess the OHL is the same way that these kids that want to be hockey players, you don't get to choose where you play hockey. The only way you do
no.
is when you get to NCAA. So you guys
Yeah.
get drafted and have to go wherever.
Well, if that's the avenue I wanted to play college hockey and I wanted to play in the best junior league, so the USHL was where it was at.
Yeah. And
They
it still
had
is
my
where it's at.
exactly. They had my rights, and that's yeah, you don't have a choice. That's where you're going.
So then you went there, and like that is downtown Columbus. I was there. I hear people talk about Columbus being a bad destination in the NHL. When I got there, it seemed like a great town. It seemed like a great
Yeah.
city that I, as a country boy, I'd be in a city but not feel like I'm in that big of a city, you know?
Yeah. And we didn't live downtown. There was guys spread all around the suburbs, and I was actually in Dublin, which is one of the nicer places, and lived with a family. But I'm still going to school at this time, so I wasn't spending much time downtown Columbus. I know some of the older guys were, and I heard some stories going to parties at OSU and all that. I never got to partake in that, but
Those would be fun, yeah.
yeah, from what I hear.
Yeah. But then so the next year you go to the Fargo Force and become the captain. So did you get traded?
So all of our rights, because Columbus folded all of the players that were still in that team, our rights became the Fargo Force's rights.
So that would have been the first time being named a captain. That must have been cool in the USHL because that is a coveted league. And so when does the recruitment start from Western Michigan? How'd they get you and how'd you end up at Western compared to anywhere else?
I think I was one of the earliest. I want to say I was 15 maybe when I committed to Western.
Say what now?
I was in high school, so I didn't even I was committed to Western before I even went to Columbus or
Really?
yeah, I signed my national. I couldn't tell you the year, maybe
So you're telling
2005,
me that this is before you
2000.
even played in the USHL when you just were playing AAA, you were already signed in college?
Yeah. When I was so I usually played up a year. I played with the older guys, and I think I was playing in Kalamazoo for at the time the team was called Team NXI, and they changed to S2. I don't even know what they are right
You
now.
were
I
playing
don't
in Kalamazoo and got recruited to Kalamazoo.
two, yeah, Western Michigan, yeah.
And then
Jimmy.
played for the Red Wings.
Yep. Did you have Brooksy? When did you
Oh,
have Chris
yeah.
Brooks? Yeah, Brooksy was the biggest reason I ended up going there.
Brooksy is the biggest reason why I went there, and he's been to the Shed twice now, and he is the coach in Clarkson now, assistant
Yeah,
coach.
I haven't seen or talked to him in years, but I always liked the
Me too, and
guy. Yeah.
I hadn't until I started this, and then we got to shoot the shit about all, the past, and he is a guy that he's brought in a lot of small town Ontario boys to Western Michigan, and now the community of dudes I have around that I see at the arenas, like I saw Mike Jarmuth, who you may not know, but he was one of those guys that brought teams together, and when I get to Western Michigan. He was one of the coolest dudes I ever played hockey with. He was hilarious. He had fun playing hockey and he was good at it. But anyways, now I see him around the small town barns and he'll be text saying, "My kid's got a game in Concord." And I'm like, I'm in. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, but anyways, Brooks, he was a great dude. So that
Yeah,
is
he
how.
was.
Did you go on a, or I guess you're already in Kalamazoo. So did you do a recruiting trip there? Like you're already there.
I was just having this conversation with somebody that, like, I think here in Finland, I never had an official visit. I went and met with Jimmy Culhane, and my parents are with me, and on the ride home, I'm thinking this might be the place, because I was kind of thinking I want to go to Michigan. And
Ugh,
yeah, I know.
puke.
Michigan or Boston College, actually. I wanted to go to Boston College when I was younger, but Jim Culhane said one thing that stuck with me, because you remember these kind of things, but he goes, "Would you want to go to Michigan, or would you want to beat Michigan?" And I started thinking about it, and I was like, I think I'm more of a Western Michigan guy. Well, fast forward to my first year, we didn't beat Michigan once. We got our asses handed to us,
Hand it to us.
but
I just had
we
this
turned the table
conversation with
on
my
them. So,
puppies is that
yeah.
spanking people is more fun than getting spanked.
Yeah, 100%.
I got spanked and yosed lots of times.
Yeah, but when you get spanked, you try and figure out ways to not get spanked.
And spank them.
Exactly. And then,
You guys actually figured out how to do it.
it helped having a new coach come in. It's a fresh new start.
Yeah.
Obviously, Jimmy Culhane and Chris Brooks and Fackler, they could recruit guys, because a lot of those guys were all guys he recruited, because the first year, boom, we're in the CCHA championship. So we had the players there.
Anyways, when I was at my in-laws, this is after a year in Europe, and I come home and go visit them. You guys were playing in the championship game on TV, and I was proud of the Broncos, but also super jealous.
I 100%, I would have felt the exact same way. There was guys when we won the CCHA, there was guys that were with us the year before that were there,
That never got to experience anything like that.
that didn't get the taste of victory. It was so close, and you could see it in their eyes.
Yeah.
That's life, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, either win or you lose.
Yeah.
I guess it's like raising the kids now, right? You got to teach them whether they win or lose. I got some stories about these participation medals about your hockey, but I better move
Oh
on.
God, I can only imagine. Hey, this is the Two Ales and Hockey Tales. I know it's at 10 a.m. at your time, but I'm gonna go crack a beer right now.
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You should. Because most, I enjoy when the hockey players will do that still nowadays, because most of these guys are bringing on like protein shakes and waters, and I'm like, man, don't you know what the show's called?
Hey. If I'm going to be on the show, I got to at least crack one. So
I
there
agree.
we go. A finish one, too. Here you
Oh, nice.
go.
Carhus, is that what that said?
Cheers.
So anyways, where am I going here? So when you go to Western though, and you're talking about how you guys had the guys and maybe nobody really realized it with culture, structure, whatever you want to call it, your decor, you, DeKaiser, Tennyson, and Osterley.
Yeah, I mean that.
So all those guys played in the show, and like before you guys, like Pat Dwyer made it out of my crew, but like nobody else did. And we did have players. And then when you see all those guys make it, it's like your coaches must have had your back when it was time to turn pro. They must have raved about you to the NHL teams, and helped you guys get places, but also you guys won and deserved it and earned to go on.
But it's everything too. When you start winning, then all of a sudden
People
there's more.
watch.
There's a bunch of scouts in the stands, and then you have DeKaiser, who's was like the highest undrafted free agent. There was a different NHL team every freaking game, trying
Well,
to swing him into signing with them.
I agree.
So
Those people
that
help, and I what I say is winning takes people places. It's like for
it
me, I had
does.
to put up a lot of points in college just to get out of there and have a chance. Because what was deflating for me was seeing Well, Pat Dwyer, Vince Bellissimo, Jeff Campbell, Dana Lottery, all these unbelievable hockey players that are a couple years before me that have been on their team. I know who they are. I know how good they are. And then when they go pro, they're signing like East Coast deals. And I'm like, these guys are putting up 30 something points and they're getting East Coast contracts.
East Coast deal.
And then, like, I remember the weekend we played Notre Dame in the playoffs. It comes down to best of three, game three, and we lose in overtime. Like, it was as close as a series got. They go to Joe Louis, play in front of all these people. Our seniors are signing nothing. And then they had five or six guys all sign NHL deals. And I'm like, it's
Yep.
that fine of a line. We lose in
That's
overtime, and it changes your entry to pro.
100%. I mean, it helped having Danny there, I think, but without Danny there, we had freaking good players, and then we're well coached, so we're winning, and it's just like a snowball down a hill right now. It
It's
just keeps collecting.
awesome to see, man. And coaching matters. And when the pro guys have the trust in the college coach that they're being raised right and know how to play when they get there, then they want to keep bringing more and more guys from that school because they know when they show up, they're ready.
Yep.
You got to play with Kucherov.
I did. Yep. Yeah.
He's pretty talented, eh?
I played with him in Syracuse and in Tampa. Yeah, he's not bad. I was on the bench when he pulled off his first no move move. So
Really?
that was pretty sick in Buffalo. He would do it in practice. So it was
You knew it
funny
was coming.
seeing the videos of it, and so many people are like, "Oh, he didn't try to do that." And we're like, "Come on,
Yeah,
this guy,
you knew
you
exactly
just
what
wait.
was
This guy's gonna be a fucking all-star multiple years." So,
Well, it's pretty neat that all three of us are Syracuse crutch, right?
yeah, there you go. We're all Crunch alumni. That's a brotherhood too. We'll have to get a reunion and over there and get Cooch to come now.
Get cooched to the shed, that'd be fun.
Yeah.
The Finns, I don't know if you're still there and playing, but I played with a couple Finns. They can really get after it.
They can, yeah.
Saw one Finnish guy get naked at a Danish bowling alley.
I mean, I don't know if we have those guys on this team. This team is super, super serious about winning and
Yeah.
only let loose every once in a while. But
Yeah, you get down to my lower leagues to see what really goes
that get to see what pro hockey is all about.
People can really let their hair down.
Yeah, well, I think that's good at times.
It can be.
I think we've gone out now twice as a team, and this last time we went out and we won three games in a row, and we had just been losing quite a few games in a row. And hey, there's no surprise. It's get the guys together, let's go have some laughs, and then
And you
talk
start
about it and
winning.
laugh about it at the rink, and it just keeps going.
You have to have those nights out so there's all the stories to talk about at the rink, or else you show up and there's really
Exactly.
nothing to talk about.
Yep.
So let's see here. Do you remember your first call up to the NHL? This would have been so you leave, you play three games in the AHL after senior year. Ha ha, I played six. But then the next year you're all full-time AHL, 200 PIMS. The next year, so year two, you get the first call up. You play 16 games for the Lightning.
Yeah,
That must have been pretty cool playing your first NHL game, eh?
for
Were you about
sure.
ready to shit yourself or no?
I was nervous. Yeah, I mean, I remember exactly where I was standing. I made some friends in Syracuse that were straight up New York hillbillies, like you wouldn't believe. Brewing moonshine, a huge shooting range in the back, 130 acres, deer stand. So, I meet this guy through Twitter. This is like serial killer stuff. Guy says, he's typing out, "Hey, I have 128 acres. If you want to hunt, text me or something, whatever." I actually pulled it up, called the guy, take a teammate out there. And my teammate's like, "What the hell are we getting into, man? Like, we don't know these people." Ended up, I still talk to them on a week. Like, I talked to the kid quite a bit. He's about the same age as me. Shot deer there, drank with him, whatever. So I was standing right in front of their garage when I got the first call. And it
Really?
was my wife was with me, and I'm like, "Hey, I'm going up," or, "I'm going."
would have
Here
been a
comes.
day. You wouldn't
It
forget where you
was.
get that call.
Nope. And yeah, first game was against Vancouver. And yeah, it was usually I take a pregame nap. I couldn't nap. I was
Wound right up.
all the thoughts are going, and then you step on the ice and you kind of forget about it.
And there would have been some big names out there. And what I found weird when I got to just the AHL, I was looking around, looking at the names, and like I kind of forgot how to play because I was looking at all these guys I'd seen on TV and stuff. And I couldn't imagine what it was like to go to the NHL and be like, holy shit, like I'm on the same team as Stamkos and all those fellas.
You try not to think about that, but it's impossible not to. Like, hey, this is this guy, whatever.
But then
Sometimes
you
you're
must have gotten used to it, right? Once you're up there for a bit, it's the same as any league, right? You're nervous at
exactly.
the start, and then you get used to it.
Yeah, I was kind of always the bubble guy though. Like, I'm always,
Hard
it
to ever
seems like.
find your groove and just be like, I'm here and I'm just
Exactly.
relaxed and playing, right?
I never had that. The
No.
very first time I had that was my last stint in Tampa, and I was playing forward, and my line was playing well. We were the energy line. It was me, Pat Maroon, and Cedric Paquette. And like, we all played the same way, north south, hit everything, put pucks deep, put pucks on net, and like, there was a buzz around us, but the team was losing. But I'm thinking, I had 3 points in 10 games or whatever. I'm like, okay,
Yeah, I'm here.
I might actually have something here. And then got sent down, and there she goes.
Yeah,
Because the guy that's playing the least amount of minutes is usually the problem. So,
that is how it works, though. It's like I
yeah.
can't imagine what it's like for those guys that sign like a 7-year deal for all these millions of dollars and just how comfortable they must feel showing up and being like, yeah, I'm here.
I'm set. Like,
Yeah.
what do
Yeah. Let's just go out and have fun.
I? Yeah. Yeah. Let's just make sure we have fun, right? Make sure nobody gets hurt.
Oh gosh. So what did you ever have like I'm in the NHL moment? Like, holy moly, this is happening.
I mean, I'd have to really think about that, but
Okay, then we don't need to.
yeah, I mean, that there was, yeah, a lot of times where I'm like, wow. And I still talk to my dad about that. Like, Dad, pinch me. Like, I made it. I told you that I was going to make it. He said, I told you. I'll take you as far as you want to go.
It's got to be very neat for your old man. And as a plumber, it's like I see it around here. It's like a lot of people cannot have too many worries when it comes to paying for minor hockey and getting people places and having the time to do it. It's a lot, man. It's a lot. I'm very fortunate with the job I have and that my CEO has my back and knows I'll get the job done no matter what time of day. And that I ask him if I can put my name into coach, and he's always had my support, or supported me. Jeepers! But like, then I'll do whatever it takes for him. But man, to see your son actually make it, when you raised him up, and then see him play for the Red Wings and play for the Lightning, it must be the most heartwarming shit going.
Yeah, and I mean, you said you had a 19-game no point streak.
Yeah.
It took me 76 games, I think, to score my first NHL goal, and it was the father's trip
Really?
with the Wings in Nashville. My dad was there, scored my first. It was a game winner. So yeah, that's like the
That's a storybook, man.
After the game, he's on the plane waiting, just with the biggest shit-eating grin on his face, crushing red wine, just the happiest guy you'd ever seen.
Oh yeah, he would be, and he should be. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite memories.
It was on Nashville, eh? So what was it like? Were you playing forward?
Oh, so I was actually playing D, but the D coach didn't say who was up. And Abdelkader had ran into Daly, I think, and Daly was coming off the ice. D coach didn't even say he was up. I just jumped the boards, got the puck on a breakaway, bingo bango.
Oh, that's awesome. Ah,
So,
God.
yeah.
Good stuff. What else do I got? So when you were with the Red Wings, though, I think it's pretty neat that Blashill's the coach, and DeKaiser's on the team. So you had
Yep.
three Broncos from your time with the Broncos. And it's like, I always say winning takes people places. It's like our coaches were like just hanging on to their Bronco jobs. It's like they weren't going to pro and bringing us with them, you know? And you
Yeah.
need guys that have your back and take you with them places, you know?
100%. And I think we touched on this earlier, but Blash was probably the biggest reason why I ever got that deal. I don't know that Kenny
Yeah.
Holland, I don't know that Kenny Holland was super fond of it, but Blash pushed it through.
Yeah.
And that's
That's awesome.
I owe a lot of that to him.
And your goalie, fun fact, was my teammate in Germany during the lockout, Jonathan Bernier.
Really? I didn't realize he
With the
played in Germany.
Heilbronner Falcons of the second league in Germany.
I'm sure that league got pretty good in the lockout.
Yeah, they tried to take all their jobs. Yeah, they started. We for my team, I was lucky. I was signed before the lockout was confirmed. But it's like, if you already didn't have the deal done, once the NHL players were available, man, they didn't have much interest in guys like me anymore.
Well, that those leagues just get flooded with guys that can't find jobs that want to stay on the ice, right?
Yeah, and then the guys
Yep.
like that's your career and that's what you've been playing, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're like, oh,
Yeah.
we're bringing in these guys.
Yeah, sorry, here, bring this guy in.
But Bernier had the tiniest little dog. Did he have that thing still when you played with him? The tiniest little white dog. I think it had no teeth, and it had a mat in his apartment where it shit on the mat. They didn't even have to take it outside because it shat on the mat.
It's like a fucking cat. You sure it wasn't a cat?
It was very similar.
Yeah, I don't remember any dog. I don't think he ever brought the dog to the rink, but he had two kids, yeah, and a good-looking wife. That's what I
That's
remember.
yeah, definitely that. She was like a lingerie model back. They didn't have
Yeah.
kids yet when we were with them, but yeah, I would agree. So you also played with Larkin. He's become like a Red Wings legend now. Like I know they've had some down years, but like he's the captain, the leader. You played with him for your time there too, eh?
Yeah, he was another guy that had, I mean, said all the good things about me when I was there.
And you don't forget that
Coaches,
stuff, right?
no, you don't. And he, I mean, he stood up for me multiple times. And there's no question to why he's where he is. He's got the work ethic, and he wants to win so bad for that city, for that team. So I think he's the right fit for the captain. And it's great to see the success that they're having right now. They're doing well.
Yeah, I actually haven't paid much attention to the NHL, you know, nowadays,
Yeah.
but
Well, I'm
I
not
do hear they've
watching.
turned around because I remember you used to go be able to lot just a couple of years ago, you get a ticket pretty darn cheap there, and nowadays they're like selling out and they ain't that cheap anymore.
I don't know what a ticket price would be, but the fact that they're winning and staying in games is helping a lot.
So anyways, after I guess you bounced. What I find interesting about your pro career is most guys switch teams a lot in pro. You were basically wanted back by just two organizations your whole time in North America. And I think that cover your ears. I think that shows what type of teammate you are and leader, and that they know what they're getting out of you, and that you bring teams together and you just want to win. But like you did flip back and forth, Red Wings and Tampa a few times, eh?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of those were when I did leave Tampa for Detroit, 2016, 17. But a lot of those re-signings were Yzerman. Yzerman seemed to always be there wanting to re-sign me, so he was always
And
a
Yzerman is like he's your type of guy, gritty, gives her. He was a
yeah.
scorer, but like he knows what it takes.
He does, and I think he knew what I provided in the minors if I was there, and what I provided when I was up. Because I mean, my last experience with them, I was still getting called up when I was in Grand Rapids, and he
That's
must see something. He must,
yeah. Oh,
because
and he, yeah.
he's a smart man.
No, that's cool
Yeah,
how that happened.
and
So
it was
then,
nice. It was familiar, like
well,
you know,
right, and then you know
going
the
to a new,
people, right? When I,
exactly,
it's like I
yeah.
went to Syracuse there or Columbus. Like I literally didn't know a person when I got there, and it's tough to feel comfortable when you know nobody.
Yeah, it takes a bit of time anywhere you are.
Yeah, well, you got to find your way in the room, right? You must have been the
Yeah.
same when you get to Finland. It's like, okay, how
Yeah.
do I fit into this team and how do I act in the room? And like for
Exactly.
me, it always take me some time before I could really show them who Wally was.
Yeah, well, you got to, you warm up to the situation, especially going into it. I'm coming into this place where Finnish is the first language, and granted, everybody speaks English. Meetings are in English, but yeah, you kind of just sit back, and it doesn't matter if you're 33 or 23. You just sit back and see where you stand and
Yeah.
where what you can provide.
And that is hockey. You learn as you
Yeah.
go of where you fit in on each team, and each team can be a little different what they need from you.
Yep.
So anyways, near the end of your North American time though, you did go from the Red Wing organization to the Seattle Thunderbirds. Who's their NHL team?
It's actually Springfield. It's St. Louis's
Okay.
farm team in Springfield, Massachusetts.
So
So
you went there, and it looks like you guys went on a playoff run, eh? 17 playoff games.
we did, yeah. Actually, I got traded at 30,000 feet through text. Yeah, I found out that I was being it was me and Nick Leddy for Walman and Sundquist. And yeah, you got traded to St. Louis because I couldn't take a phone call at the time. I was actually meeting Grand Rapids out in California, and so I landed in Denver, stayed in Denver, and flew back home. Then went out to Springfield. But yeah, we went on a good run. One game won, and then just fell apart. That Chicago Wolves team was really good.
Chicago Wolves can be good a lot of years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the finals you lost?
Yeah, we took game one in Chicago, and then they won the next four straight. So yeah,
Yeah,
it was tough. We
it's a.
had a good team. It was a fun run. It sucks to go that long and then lose in the final,
You do find out a lot about yourselves on those runs, though, in playoffs. So to bring back myself is. It was the East Coast my rookie year. We went to the finals, won game one on the road, and then lost all four straight. And we were out of gas, and we gave her everything we had. But
Yep.
she's a wild ride, those playoff runs when you're playing best of sevens and you get down to it.
It is. We played it. That was, I think, the round before that. We went to game seven and we beat Laval. But it's a lot of ups and downs. And I've been through a couple of those long runs, not so much as involved as I was in that one. But it's definitely fun. It's fun
Oh,
to be playing hockey in June.
it sure is, yeah. And that's when hockey is fun, and it's when you're playing when it matters, you know?
Just play to win. Yeah.
Yeah. So what's a Finnish playoff format look like? Are you guys doing series of that league?
That's a good question. I don't have a
You just
clue. I'm
play.
kind
Okay.
of I honestly I live day by day. I have
Me
no
too.
idea. I have no idea. I just show up tomorrow. If they have me at forward tomorrow, I'll be playing forward. If they have me at D, cool. I don't
Yeah,
care. I
let's
just
play.
yeah, let's play hockey.
I totally agree. Well, I don't know what else I got. You got any questions for me?
I was just looking at these jerseys in the background. That's what I wanted to ask about.
So I found out this stuff through the podcast,
Yeah.
but in Cardiff, Wales, fella that the bowling night with the fans, he bowled with me and my son, and he was the same age as my son. He is now he's a hockey player, and he wears number 18 because of me in Cardiff, Wales. And then number 10 is Hunters from Kalamazoo. And then I just
Okay,
have like all the other jerseys where I played, you know, like that one beside it, the black one. That in the UK, if you play 10 years on a team, they give you a game for that player, and you can bring back any teammates you want from your 10 years on the team for like a thank you for your service. And you actually they get to keep the money made from the ticket sales and the jersey sales and everything. So my buddy this last summer, Batchy, brought me back for his, and the year before I was back for Matthew Myers. And like they're memorable days, man. If you think the golf outing at Western Michigan's fun, you should see a testimonial weekend in the UK when a guy brings back his like favorite 30 or 40 teammates and you have a weekend.
I can only imagine, man. Oh, wow.
Yeah, then you
And
actually have to play hockey at the end of it. It's a grind.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you know what? Some people play better when they're playing guilty. So,
I was a gamer. I knew how to do
I mean, I'm still not done playing right now, so I don't want to go into too much detail. But yeah,
Yeah.
I've had some of my best games of my career after.
Yeah, no, I the Syracuse there. I one of my pissed off moments in hockey was I got called back up to the AHL, and the East Coast team was selfish enough to say they needed me back for the Sunday afternoon. So I play Friday in the coast, Saturday in Syracuse, flying back and forth, and then Sunday I got to go back for an afternoon game. Well, Syracuse had Sunday off, so the whole team was going out, and I'm like, you know what? You're making me go back. I ain't not having fun tonight.
I'm having fun.
I was riding a mechanical bull, doing the full deal, and
Yeah.
did strain the hamstring a little bit on the bull, but I did fly back after nearly missing my flight and did get second star.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it paid off.
So, yeah, sometimes you just got to be a gamer, right?
Yeah. My first, so like college, I would never, ever even think about drinking the night before a game.
No,
I
me
would
neither.
drink. Saturday nights was the only time I drank, really.
That was the same with our team. That we had a reputation of being partiers. We literally
Yeah.
only partied when it was time to party. We just really did her when we did it.
And well, so fast forward to my first year pro, these guys are not just professional hockey players. A lot of them are professional drinkers. And I'm like, Jesus,
Incredible.
whatever.
Yeah.
I go out one night before a game, which I'd never done before. I play the game. And after the game, my coach comes up to me. He goes, "Whit, I don't know what you did last night, but that's the best game I've ever seen you play."
Do it
And I'm
again.
thinking, "Ah, oh. I was thinking you just had to, you had to say that to me." I was up till probably 3 in the morning, and I just showed up and played.
When I got to the AHL, man, there were some fellows that they could hit the town the night before a game and just go out there and do their thing, do their job.
Yep, just rip it up.
Yeah. But no, like those jerseys, honestly. So for my career, I never did get any one ways. I heard really didn't make the AHL. I went to Europe trying to make a career over there. I was doing well, working my way up, and then blow up my knee, and I never got to any of the places I wanted to get to. And then career's over, you feel like a failure, and you're all fat and depressed and out of the game. You got no team anymore. But like now, I start this, I feel like a hockey guy again. I get to meet
Yeah.
dudes that are living still and playing the game, and I am trying to be selective who I have on of the certain type of dudes. And yeah, you're a shed guy, and Hunter's got good taste in men, but like these jerseys in the background, you know, maybe I didn't do all the things I wanted to do, but there were two kids that wore my number because of me, and that's kind of all I need, you know.
That's awesome at the end of the day. And you know what? Some guys throughout their career are just luckier than others. That's just part of
I agree. And like, you know, you got to be thankful for the ride we had. And it's like, I think winning is winning. You got to do it in college. I did it
it.
in Denmark, Germany, and the UK. And like, those are the days I'll never forget. And it made everything worthwhile. And yeah, it's a wild journey, this pro hockey life, isn't it?
It
Can't
is,
get too
and
high, can't get too low, you know, one day at a time, like what you're doing.
100%. And I don't know what I'm doing next year, but I would like to think I'm playing again. But at the same time, I got a daughter that's about ready to start school. I got two older dogs that we can't really travel with, so we got to make a decision. But you don't want to hang them up before it's, if you still got
Yeah.
skin on the bone.
Oh yeah. Well,
I
it's like
want
to think of
to
how hard you work to get to
play.
where you're at and what you've got to do. It's like once it's over, man.
And what am I mean, I don't know what else I would want to do outside of playing hockey right now. So I don't
So you may
know.
as well
As
do
long
it.
as they'll probably have to drag me off the ice, but we'll see.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was injured and it was over. So it was tough for me because I didn't know it was my last game. I never knew that it was coming to an end. I was just getting through another game with what was wrong with me. And then all of a sudden it's over. And you do have to cherish every day that, like, you get to go to a rink, hang out with dudes, and then spend time with your family and get time off work. Because I don't, for me, like I work now and like it's busy, you know, and then you got
Right.
kids running around and it's like you don't have time for yourself. And that's why I have to make time to do this. This is my time
Yeah.
for me.
This is your me time. Because,
Yes.
I mean, we as hockey players, what is your work day? 3 hours most time? You're at the rink for 3 hours. That's what you got to do the rest of the time. You got with your family, and then you have off days. So we get pretty spoiled.
Yeah, and like you're in Finland now, like you do get to see the world, right? Like your
Yeah.
whole career was in the States, so it is nice to see the world too, right?
Exactly. And that's kind of what I mean, I would have liked to have a 10-year NHL career, but I also said, I think at the end of my career, I want to go over in Europe and see the world for free and get paid to do it. So.
Yeah, and well, you've got to do a lot of what everybody dreams of doing. I mean, as a Bronco that wishes all this was went down when I was there, and I saw the guys I played with go all those different places. It is neat to see what Broncos are doing now, and thanks for turning around the program with your fellas there.
Yeah, well, hey, that, I mean, I can't say it was such a, that group of guys was such like a, everybody was challenging
Each other.
each other to be the best you could be. It was like we got a glimpse of, hey, we got a little taste of winning, and it's like, well, what else can we do? What else can we do? And again, with winning, then it's an avalanche, and they're getting better players and or higher rated players in central scouting, and they're also being in the NCHC helps a lot. I think if they would have gone, I don't know where else, but it sucked the CCHA broke up. That is
Yeah,
what it is. But
I
getting
like
into
that
the
league.
NCHC, I think it's got to be one of probably the best.
Yeah.
They're playing the best teams. It's all good. The future is bright for the Western Michigan Broncos. So.
Yeah, and that it is awesome. And
Yeah.
I real like I don't know what's gonna go on with my kids and trying to get my class and my fellas back because everybody's busy at this age with our kids and sports.
Yep.
But I do hope to meet you in person at the golf tournament and show you exactly what I'm about.
I look forward to it. If it's not this year, it's got to happen at some point. So
Absolutely.
I
And
look forward to it.
I look forward to meeting your whole crew, dudes, because one thing I know about Broncos is they were a different breed and we are hockey guys. And this has been another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Whit and Wally.